Hey guys, are you still stuck in this pandemic like the rest of us? Yeah, you are, aren't you? So we're still having to be careful because COVID is out there. And plus here in the US and some other places around the world, the weather has been really funky. And so we are stuck here in Oklahoma under an ice and snowstorm, which is just now melting off today. It's been about a week of fun stuff and busted pipes, all that kind of thing. Today I've got to actually fix one. But I've got some ideas of what you could spend your time doing to kind of put you ahead when you can finally get your feet back on the ground. Does that sound good? Great, saddle up. It's time for 8 Second Rule. This is 8 Second Rule, a podcast about attention-based marketing where we talk about getting, holding on to, and developing the attention of your ideal audience. You've got 8 seconds. What are you going to do with it? Hi, I am Mark R. Morris Jr. I am your host for 8 Second Rule, and I am the bull rider of attention-based marketing, which is a big umbrella term that I use to describe all of the things I do in branding and copywriting and storytelling. And I am a story coach. If you need help with figuring out what your brand story is, I'm the guy. I can do that for you. I can do that in a very short amount of time and help you find stories that will help you connect with your audiences. But today we're going to talk about being stuck in this pandemic, feeling like it's Groundhog Day, just doing the same things over and over again, and maybe not getting the same responses that we've been used to. So what can you do during these times? How can you build an attention-based brand when nobody seems to be paying attention? Well, I've got some great ideas, and so let's just talk about that today, all right? Let's do it. So first off, we just need to acknowledge this, guys. If we are pretending that we are in a unique position and that we're not affected by this, or we're trying to combat a global epidemic plus whatever else is going on, political upheaval all over the world, strange weather patterns, all kinds of craziness, and people responding to that, creating even more drama and havoc in our lives by just trying to up our game on our positive attitude, that's probably not very effective. So the first thing we need to do is we need to acknowledge that this is an unusual time and it's going to call for unusual tactics. Okay, that is the first step to being able to get through this thing and come out the other side ahead. I really firmly believe that there are going to be people, just like there were during the Great Depression, just like there were after the financial collapse, the dot-com bubble, all of that stuff. Anytime that some big situation like this affects a huge portion of the planet, there are winners and there are people who get crushed. And listen, you don't always have a choice. You can only do the things that you can do. You can control your own effort and your own attitude, and that's pretty much it. So how you respond to this is going to be a huge part of how you come out of it. But also those who look for opportunities and take them, who take risks, who step forward, who do new things, who try new things, they have a better chance of actually profiting from this than those who assume that if they can just huddle down and wait for all of this to blow over so they can get back to what they were doing before, I think those people are going to find it more difficult than they think. While those of us who are out here actually building more connections, actually doing something to better our position, are going to end up ahead. And there's some things coming on the radar and social media particularly that I think are also going to impact this. So I want to share those with you as well. So the first thing I think you need to do is you just need to take an assessment of where you are. What is your situation? Are you really in trouble or is it just a struggle? Okay, there's a big difference between being under something and having something coming at you, all right? Because sometimes you're already crushed. Sometimes you've got, you know, a giant hole in your bank account and you've got people beating on your door trying to collect that money. You've got the power company threatening to shut you off and your heat is going away and you're not going to have any water. Of course, that's already happening to half of us because of this storm here in the U.S., but I'm just saying there's bad things that can happen. You could be evicted. You could lose your home. You can lose your vehicle. You can lose your business. Those things can come at you, and if you're already in that position of being threatened, of being under that, you know that if you don't do something, that's a different position than just knowing that those things are out there, but you still have a little bit of a cushion. So you've got to take an assessment to see where you really are, because the more time you've got, then the strategy is going to change depending on how much time you've got until the shit hits the fan, guys. If the shit's already hitting the fan in your life, you need to do something now. You need to make a radical departure from the way things have been going, and you need to step up and take a chance. Now, whatever that means for you, I can't tell you. Maybe it means you need to follow me in my radical 10 times a day posting experiment to see if that breaks you out of your rut, gets you into a more creative headspace, connects you with some people that maybe can make a difference for you in your business or the things that you're offering. Maybe it means you need to sit down and just assess, is this the career you really want? Maybe it means you need to take a stopgap job, or find a sales position somewhere, do something that you wouldn't ordinarily do just to survive, to get through this time. Sometimes that happens, and do not be ashamed if you're in that position. But if you're in the other position where you've got some space, I'm going to suggest some things to you that I think could revolutionize what's going on. Because here's what I'm noticing over the past couple of weeks. Things are shifting rapidly. Since the beginning of the year, it seems like people have really been changing their focus. So they're looking more to the outside now. Of course, for the past 5 days here across the U.S., about 60% of us have been under this snowstorm, so we haven't been outside. But I do mean that our focus is moving toward the time when we can actually roam the streets and go to dinner and take our loved ones to a movie or whatever it is we want to do, go to an amusement park, travel, all those sorts of things. And people are getting antsy about it, right? The vaccines are here, things are happening. So their focus has shifted away from so much online stuff for a little bit. But I think it's going to come back because I don't think this is over yet. And I think people are going to recognize that the connections that they need are still in this online world. Okay. For LinkedIn in particular, I have noticed that my personal traffic has been off for a little bit. And I've heard other people talking about this too, especially this week. It's just been a strange phenomenon. And it may just be that I'm connected to so many people in the U.S. who are without power, who are without internet service, all those sorts of things, that my message is not spreading because those people are not even connecting right now. They're dealing with all these emergencies in their lives, and they'll come back online, and that will come back, and I'm not worried about it, but I have noticed a huge dip. If you've noticed that too, and I'm talking here, I am in the third week of February 2021, so that's where I'm at. And if you're seeing that for yourself as well, I think that's a perfectly natural response to what's going on, and that's going to return very shortly. I think there's also some other waves that are happening, and there is an app called Clubhouse that is impacting several different social media platforms at the moment because there's a lot of early adopters who are getting in there and excited about hearing, you know, in-person conversations and being able to use a voice app like that. I am not an Apple user, so I haven't been able to participate in that yet, but I am looking forward to checking it out when it comes to Android here shortly. So that's something that I think is also impacting it. And there's other things of that nature where people are trying to do new things. They're trying to siphon off a little bit of an audience for themselves here and there. But there's still things that we can be doing. And in the next segment, I'm going to explore what I think those are. Okay? Are you ready? Here we go. So when you're in a position that no one seems to be responding to your marketing message. Okay, I know that we all need income. I know that we all need cash flow. There are times to put the pedal to the metal and just try harder. And then there are times when you've already done that and it still seems like you are just spinning your wheels. If you've ever driven on ice and snow, here's something that you've probably learned. And if you haven't learned this, I want you to pay attention because this is a trick that you need to know. Forward momentum is the key, okay? So you want to flutter the gas pedal. You don't want to jam it to the floor because if your tires are spinning, all that's going to do is dig you in deeper. You need to get forward momentum. If you can get the vehicle to move forward, if the snow is not too deep for you to plow through, you're going to make it as long as you keep moving, okay? As long as there's a solid foundation of actual road underneath you, you're going to make it. So it's the same thing here where basically what you need to do is keep your marketing on simmer, all right? Keep your marketing on simmer because you don't want to let off. So you want to keep it going at a rate that would attract attention still. But at the same time, you want to shift some of your focus. And I'll tell you what you need to shift it to is building out assets. And what do I mean by assets? Well, if you've listened to me for very long, you probably already have a good clue about what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about, what I'm referring to when I say build out assets is things like podcast episodes, things like blog pieces, things like articles on LinkedIn, other pieces that are larger, longer lasting types of content marketing that can build your reputation up and get you seen and heard past when you are in this moment, okay? And here's what you can do with that. Okay, some of these things, guys, you're going to use right away. Some of these things you're going to put out, and you're going to start building some stuff immediately. Some of these things you're going to store up and you're going to time them out. So if you're running a blog, almost all blogging platforms allow you to schedule your posts at a certain time in the future. So go ahead and start doing that. Build those out. Maybe get the next month worth of content built right now while things are kind of slow, right? If you don't have customers to be responding to, if you don't have hourly work to do, then start building that out. Also, spend your time on your marketing. I'm not saying to take that, you know, completely take your foot off the gas. But if one platform's not responding to you, shift your focus. Maybe now, if you've been on LinkedIn and you've been doing really good there, is the time to go over and start building on Instagram or Twitter or Pinterest or TikTok or YouTube and start building those up as well so that when people start looking for your brand, they find you in multiple places, okay? The bigger you can make yourself feel, the bigger you can make yourself look, then the wider appeal you're going to have when it comes around time for people to start looking for stuff again. All right. So during this time when it's a little bit slower, whenever you have done your marketing due diligence and you feel like, okay, that's enough for today, then go in and start building out these assets. You can start thinking about and researching how to make a podcast work, how to make a blog work, all of these things that people tell you about, because they really do work if you set a good foundation behind them and you have enough content when you launch to keep it going for a while. Here's the biggest problem that people run into when it comes to long form content production and not being able to keep up, okay? They don't have a plan. They sit down and they put the first blog post up and then they sit and they wait. And when no one shows up, then they desperately try to write another one again. And then by about their fourth or fifth post, they're writing about how no one's responding to them. Well, guess what? If anybody shows up and reads that post, which isn't likely, what kind of response are they going to have to it? It's not going to be a positive one, is it? So because that's not going to be a positive response, you are wasting your time. So what you want to do instead is come up with a plan of how you can tell your blog, brand story in your blogging, in your podcasting, and all of those sorts of things, how you can share who you are, share your special flavor, differentiate yourself in the market, and set yourself up for success by bringing people into a relationship with you, with your voice, with your face, with your words, with your stories. Because that way, when they come back around to wanting whatever service it is that you want, they already know who they're going to go and do business with, all right? Because they already trust you. They've already found you to be a reliable brand. They know that you're consistent. You've authenticated yourself in a way that makes it possible for you to take that next step when you come out of this time. And this time isn't going to last forever. Okay. This time isn't going to last forever. It is going to be a season and then things are going to turn back around and they're going to come the other way. Even if this is 4 or 5 years of a downgrade, guys, look what happened after the Great Depression. Look what happened after the financial crisis. Things always come back up. All right. And listen, here's the thing about it. I want to just say this as clearly as I can. Let's just say this is Armageddon. This is the end. This is it. It's over. This is going to be a downhill slide into a burning inferno, and it's the end of times. Let's just pretend that that's true. I don't think it is. I don't even know if that time exists. But listen, if that were true, then why would you worry about that? Is there anything you can do about that? Is there anything you could do to stop that cataclysm from coming? No. So then why spend your time and your anxiety and all of the other energy that you've got focused on, oh my God, I don't think this is ever going to end. That's not helpful to you. It's not helpful in any way. It doesn't put you in a better frame of mind. It doesn't put your business in a better frame of mind. It doesn't give you a better mindset for problem solving for your family and the community that you're a part of. It won't help you get through this even in survival mode. Okay, and it certainly will not create an environment in which you can thrive. So take a deep breath, step back from the edge, and recognize where you are. Just like I said at the top of this segment, assess the truth of your situation. What's really going on with you, and what is it that you can do now? Okay, so you start telling those stories, and you start saving up that content, and by the time you're ready to launch with it, you're going to be in a good position to sustain it for a month, 2 months, 3 months down the road so that you can see results from it, okay? Anyone who launches blogs for a living, and I've done that a lot, and I still offer that service if anyone's interested, will tell you it's a minimum of 90 days to establish anything like that. And I usually ask for 6 months because 90 days is when we're going to hit our groove, start producing some content that people will actually respond to, Give me another 3 months and I will build you an audience that can, you know, and then I can also train you to produce your own content to go on beyond there and continue to connect with them. And that's where the secret lies, guys. You have to be prepared to do it for the long haul. You can't just throw out one episode or two episodes of a podcast or one post or two posts on a blog or one article or two articles on LinkedIn and expect that that's suddenly going to magically change everything and turn it around so that people are finding you and they're coming to you like crazy. Okay? Because still there are times when if I let my foot off of the marketing pedal, you know, my business slows down to a trickle too. And I've been at this for 10 years building these assets out. But now is the time to do that. So think about what that can look like for you. And we'll talk more in just a minute. So what do you do now? Let's say you've got this assets all built up and scheduled and you're ready to go. You've got a month's worth of content sitting there. Now is the time to strategize how you're going to make that move a little bit better. Where can you share this stuff? So while you've got time and you don't have customer work to be doing, why not explore free options for promoting your social media? There's a lot of tools out there, and Google is your best friend on this, guys. I'm not going to try to tell you everything that I've ever seen because a lot of it doesn't exist anymore. Those tools come and go. They will stay free for a year or two while they're testing them out, and then they'll charge you a little bit. Sometimes they'll have a free trial or whatever. But listen, if you can just make a big splash, it can definitely get you moving in the right direction. Might even set you up with enough customers for a couple of months, which will give you enough cushion to actually determine what your next move should be in your marketing. But if you sit and you wait, then the only results you're going to get are whatever falls in your lap. And that's not typically enough to fund, you know, a lifestyle that anybody wants to live. It might be, you might be lucky, you might have enough there. But what I would do is I would start looking for ways to promote this stuff so that once you are starting to put that content out, once the scheduled stuff happens, then you can actually start to really see the results. Now, there are a lot of social media scheduling tools. They are usually paid, but that will actually allow you to automate an RSS feed. An RSS feed, really simple syndication, comes off of most blogs, it comes off of some social media pages, and it comes off of most podcasts, okay? And usually, if you have a URL, a website address, of a site that actually does produce regularly updated content, there are even places that will create the RSS feed for you, and you can slip those into your social media automation so that those things get shared automatically to whatever platforms you're set up on, okay? And there's no reason not to do at least a minimal amount on a huge amount of platforms, especially if you can automate that, because most of them cost you nothing. So why wouldn't you be duplicating your Instagram posts over onto Pinterest? Okay, maybe that's not the best way to attract attention on Pinterest. I understand that. But it's putting your name out there. It's creating more backlinks to your content. It's putting your brand where people might find it, okay? It's a similar principle to the people who go around and leave business cards on gas pumps and in public toilets and in books in the library or in the bookstore or whatever, in the hopes that someone will find those. And sometimes they do. I've heard of people that have made a lot of money doing things that way. Now, I'm not suggesting that this is an awesome way of doing things, a great strategy, or anything of that nature. But what I am saying is this. It's better than doing nothing. Some strategy is better than no strategy, okay? And when it comes to your branding, the other thing you can do is you can start to look at upgrading. Right? Do you have a consistent color scheme? Have you actually customized all of the social media platforms that you're on? Do you at least have a header image that looks similar on your LinkedIn and on your Facebook and on your Twitter? Are you taking advantage of the free things that are out there that give you the opportunity to actually brand yourself just a little bit? Well, if you're not, guys, you can go to Canva and you can create free graphics. You can do things that will help to upgrade your image and make you look a little bit more professional. I'm not saying that you've got a bunch of money to hire a graphic designer, but there are a lot of things you can do, even if you don't have much in the way of talent or skill, because these tools are automated. They're simple to use. They give you options. You pick a template that you like, and you just plug in the elements that you need in order to get what you want. You can usually choose your color scheme. All of those things are usually adaptable, and you can do a lot of this for free. If you just search free logo makers, you can even find places that will generate logos for your business, and they won't be the greatest thing ever. No, it's not as good as having a truly talented professional graphic designer sit down, get a feel for what your business is, and help you brand it. Of course it's not. But if you have no logo whatsoever, and then suddenly you show up with even a free logo, guess what? That's still going to attract more attention than you just being, you know, looking like you're sitting there running your social media off of a typewriter, right? So these are all things you can be doing during this time, guys, to get yourself ahead. And when you don't have customers, unless you're planning to bail out and do nothing, unless Netflix and chill is your marketing strategy for the next year, these are all things that you can do. You can do them for free. Well, in addition to having, you know, the digital device to do it with and the service to access the internet. So I do get that there is some expense involved, and it's difficult to get to free services right now because things like public libraries are not available to us in the way that they were pre-pandemic. But you can still do it. You can manage to find a way. I don't know if this is available everywhere in the world, but at least those people who are listening to me in the United States, in Canada, in Great Britain, places of that nature, Australia, where you have a good infrastructure set up and there's access for a huge portion of the population, you can find a way. So these are things that I suggest that you start to think about, because if you spend this time now upgrading your image, getting the message out, branding yourself, listen, in a few weeks, I think that everything comes back around. Of course, we're going to be moving into what's considered and termed a new normal. There's going to be a lot of changes. There's going to be a lot of different opportunities available to you. Some of you won't continue to do your business online past a certain point. When it becomes safe, you'll be back out into the marketplace. You want a job with an office and people to interact with, and I get that. But why not go ahead and build a personal brand while you're at it, while you have this downtime that can be really good for you the next time that you have to do a job search, the next time that you are put in a position to be a salesperson that's independent of your company, the next time that you decide to start a side hustle, the next time that you decide, look, I really didn't want to go back to work. I really liked working for myself. I really liked being independent. I want to be a solopreneur. If you've already got this set up and your ideas are already out there, there's some branding with your name and your face behind it, it's going to put you ahead of the game. Because I think, and I think there's a lot of other people saying this too, that the future belongs to the individual. That corporations are going to play less of a factor in our work lives, and that the individuals that have truly branded themselves and shown their expertise and authenticated themselves in this manner are going to end up ahead, guys. And now is the time when you have the chance to actually make that happen. So I hope that that helps you out today. And I'm going to be back with a free tool here in just a minute. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And for this episode today, I want to share a free tool that I've known for a long time. It's called the Internet Archive. You can find it at archive, archive.org. And will allow you to look up video and books and all sorts of things. And it's like a lending library where you can actually access a lot of these resources for free just by signing up for a free account or logging in with your Google account. And I used it actually just this morning to kind of work on some ideas that I was having, a book that I know I've got somewhere, but I couldn't find it. But they had a PDF version of it, so it was fantastic. I got in there and was able to do what I needed to do. Again, that is archive.org. It's a great place for research. It's a great place to find statistics and just back up your content with good, solid resources. So I hope that you'll enjoy that. Guys, you've got 8 seconds when you set out to attract a client's attention, and I just need you to think about what you're going to do with it.